That's interesting. That really is. Where's the Possum Walk Road? I know Miss Stewart lives over on in the phone book. It says Possum Walk Road.
Yeah. Well, they used to call this the Possum Walk Road out here, but still, when they built this highway here, you know, of this Farmway Road, they got to call it 1374, and most people call it 1374, you know.
But that's the Possum Walk Road?
That's the road that we always call Possum Walk Road. When we didn't, before they put that concrete there, if anybody would say, would want to know how to get out here, they say go out to Possum Walk Road, you know, before they put it. Now they'll say go out 1374, the most of them, you know. And then I don't think they call these people the addresses that they give these new people who moved on this road. I don't think they give it Possum Walk Road now. But there is some addresses up there close to town. It's still Possum Walk Road, you know, some of the addresses.
I believe
in the phone book.
I believe the phone book says you live on Possum Walk Road.
Well, it might be. I guess it is. But still, this thing here don't mean Possum Walk Road, this little loop around here. We just call this a loop. This little loop comes around by my house and goes back in the road here, you know, just three or four houses on it. And we have a museum of, you the sign down there.
I saw the sign.
Well, I believe it says Bird and Butterfly Museum, and it's a nice little museum. It's right down the road here, about a half a mile to the right. A local boy, he's raised out here at New Wave, his granddaddy lives there, and he's a talented fella. He stuffs ducks and chickens, pheasants, or anything he can get a hold to, birds of all kinds. He stuffs them and mounts them around there, you know, and has them in his museum, and he does, he's a real good artist. He does lots of painting. He paints lots of pictures and things. He's even carried paintings of his to Chicago and had those copies run off of them, just thousands of copies, you know, and bring them back and sell them, you know. He likes to paint wildlife and outdoors, you know, he's an outdoor painter.
You like his paintings?
Huh?
You like them?
Well, I can't see him well enough to get too much out of him. Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot, but I can't see him well enough to get too much out of him now. When he first started to paint, now he started going down there, I could get a right smart out of him, but I can't now because I can't see well enough.
What's his name?
Michael. And his granddaddy's name, Alex. And he lives there on his granddaddy's place, and his granddaddy hit him, and they built a museum there. And a lot of people go out there. So many people come in and stop. They won't know exactly where it is, and they'll just know it's on this road somewhere, and they'll stop here. You don't want to know if this is it, you know. They'll see the sign there. It says museum, you know, where you turn off. And they won't know exactly where it is. And we just always direct them on down to turn to the first place they can turn to the right after they leave here. First gap they can go in down there. It's not no gate to go in. They can go in. It used to be a gate, but it's down now, and you just drive right on into his house, in his museum. It's interesting to people that likes art and stuff like that, you know, likes painting and likes especially stuff, birds and stuff, and ducks and cranes. He stuff anything in the way of a fowl he can get a hold of, I think. He went up here to some of my friends in Chicago, I mean close to Chicago in Illinois, and they met him down here one time. They visited us, and he went up there, when he went up there to have a bunch of those paintings copied up, whatever you call it, struck off from the original he had. He pheasant hunted up there and brought back some pheasants and stuffed one of those he brought back up there. And they sent me some pheasants back, of course. I stuffed them. I stuffed the pheasants they brought me.
What'd you stuff them with?
Stuffed them in here. Yeah, I stuffed them. Stuffed them in my stomach. So that's the only reason I got for a pheasant. I guess Michael did too. I think he just skin him and stuff to hide, I think. I guess he stuffed the rest of it himself. I imagine he did.
You say you've taken some interesting trips, it sounds like, with this.
Yeah, well, it was interesting to me because I had never been out of Texas till I started taking those trips. We went, the first trip I ever made was Cleveland, Ohio, to a convention, and